Senator Ray moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to arrange for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and the House.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce the committee is comprised of Senators Brown, Rave, and Frerichs.
Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of setting the compensation schedule of the elective and appointive officers and employees of the Senate and House for the 89th legislative session, pursuant to SDCL 258 with the full power to act, and that such compensation schedule be filed with the Director of the Legislative Research Council and the State Auditor.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. I announce the committee is comprised of Senators Brown, Lederman, and Frerichs. Brown, Lederman, and Frerichs.
Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of conferring with the Director of Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Committee is comprised of Senators Lederman, Maher, and Sutton. Ryan, got a committee.
Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House relative to securing chaplains for the 89th legislative session.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Senators Roden, Van Gerpen, and Lucas are so assigned. Roden, Van Gerpen, and Lucas.
Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a committee of four on the part of the House for the purpose of arranging a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Announce the committee is comprised of Senators Valley, Heineman, and Bradford. Senators Valley, Heineman, and Bradford.
Senator Rave moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a committee of five on the part of the House to arrange for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message from the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. The committee is comprised of Senators Brown, Rave, and Frerichs. Brown, Rave, and Frerichs.
Senator Rave moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 15th, the second legislative day.
All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. That's tomorrow, 12:30. We will convene. Appointment of standing committees. Unless there's an objection from any of you, we'll submit this without reading. In other words, we'll waive the reading. It will show in the record. It'll be obviously computerized and should be there immediately. Any objection? Reading is waived. Joint Select reports.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to notify the Governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to transmit respectfully reports that the Governor is ready to appear before the joint session to deliver his message. Respectfully submitted, Dean Wink, Justin Cronin, Julie Bartlin for the House, Corey Brown, Tim Ray, Jason Fredericks, Senate.
You have a motion to adopt it, then. You can go ahead and read the motion. Yeah. So at this time, this is a report that's come back in, and we need to adopt it. That's the process, and it's a voice vote. So will you please read that motion for adoption, please?
Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to notifying the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for the joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive the message of the Governor respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 o'clock p.m. January 14th, 2014. that the President of the Senate preside over the joint session and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerk of the joint session, that the justices of the Supreme Court and the elective and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session, that when the message of the governor has been received, the joint session be dissolved, that the message of the governor be printed in the Senate Journal. Respectfully, Dean Wink, Justin Cronin, Julie Bartling, House Committee, Corey Brown, Tim Rave, Jason Ferrick, Senate Committee. Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive a message from the governor be adopted.
Second. All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. It is so adopted. Next report.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and the House of Representatives to receive a message of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the Chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m., January 15, 2014, that the President of the Senate preside over this joint session and that the Secretary of the Senate and the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives act as clerks of the joint session, that the justices of the Supreme Court, the governor and elective and appointed officials of the state government be invited to attend the joint session, that when the message of the Chief Justice has been received, the joint session be dissolved, that the message of the Chief Justice be printed in the Senate Journal. Respectfully, David Luss, Justin Cronin, Bernie Hunhoff, House Committee, Corey Brown, Tim Rabe, Jason Ferrick, Senate Committee. Senator Rave moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for a joint session to receive a message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Those are our joint selects. There are no messages from the House. And at this time, we'll go to the first reading of the Senate bills. Senators, what my habit is because many times folks come here and it's their first time or people might be listening, and especially when we start out, we have a number of bills introduced. I want to explain what's going on since it looks strange. So I'll repeat myself to you, but it'll be the first time for many people who visit us. We need to, under our Constitution, read these in open session, the numbers, and then the assignment to committee hearing that the President Pro Tem has made so that people know where they're assigned. This was because, obviously, when we became a state, it's in our Constitution, we didn't have a way to keep track of it. So you would have individuals who would be sitting up here writing down the bill number and what committee they were in. Now it's all computerized based on what we put in. So therefore, we go through this first reading to comply with the Constitution. These 14 members will be reading at the same time the bill number and the title, all at the same time from an efficiency perspective. Then I'll announce the assignments. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill No. 9, an act to revise provisions related to the Interim Appropriations Committee. Senate Bill No. 11, an act entitled to require the submission of the legislature of a financial plan that assesses the long-term financial implications of current and proposed policies, programs, and assumptions. Senate Bill 15, an act to authorize the South Dakota Building Authority and the Board of Regents to finance, design, construct, furnish, and equip a football stadium facility at South Dakota State University, to make an appropriation therefore and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 16, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to purchase improved real property in Brookings County and to make an appropriation therefore. Senate Bill 17, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to purchase improved real property in the City of Brookings and to make an appropriation therefore. Senate Bill 18, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to contract for the construction of a greenhouse on the campus of Northern State University and to make an appropriation therefore. Senate Bill 19, an act to increase expenditure authority to accommodate donations to projects at Black Hills State University and Northern State University and to authorize the acquisition and renovation of improved real property for a project at Dakota State University. Senate Bill 20, an act to authorize the Board of Regents to demolish buildings on the campus of South Dakota State University and to make an appropriation therefore. Senate Bill 27, an act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Conservation Fund to the State Conservation Commission and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 28, an act to make an appropriation for certain costs related to mountain pine beetle suppression and to declare an emergency.
Thank you. The President announces the assignment of the following bills to the respective committees. Senate Bill 8, Agriculture and Natural Resources, two appropriations, Senate Bills 9, 11, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 27, 28, 31 and 32, to Commerce 29, Health and Human Services 14, 30, Judiciary 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 24, Local Government, Senate Bills 33, 34, 35, State Affairs, Senate Bill 1 and 10, Transportation receives Senate Bills 12, 13, and 36. 12, 13, and 36. Senator Brown, you had an announcement, sir, regarding tomorrow, please.
Thank you. Tomorrow is kind of a special day. This year, the United States celebrates its 200th anniversary of the national anthem. In recognition of that, a number of high school students from across the state, dozens of communities, are going to come down to the Capitol tomorrow. At 12:15, they are going to sing the national anthem in the rotunda to kind of help us kick off the legislative session and in recognition of that anniversary. So if you could join me tomorrow down in the rotunda, I think it would be well worth your experience, and certainly many of our constituents should be here tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, we're going in at 12:30 tomorrow, obviously, to do business. So the time will work out, and then we'll go to the joint session for the Chief Justice lecture and discussion and his briefing. So we'll have plenty of time. That's at 1:30. Other announcements now. The organizational meetings, committees. Senator Peters.
Thank you, Mr. President. We've got appropriations starting first thing in the morning tomorrow. We're going to meet Wednesday, 8 a.m., and we're going to go till noon. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Kick it off. Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation will meet 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we're going to have both the Secretary of Transportation and Director of Division of Motor Vehicles. Thank you.
Excellent. Senator Buell O'Donnell, that doesn't mean you get two votes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a reminder that sitting Democrats will caucus with the House Democrats after the governor's address.
Thank you. Senator Hunoff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Health and Human Services will be meeting tomorrow morning at 10, and Lori Gill, Commissioner of Bureau of Human Resources, will present an overview of the State Employee Wellness Program.
10 a.m., Health and Human Services. Thank you. Other announcements? Senator Otten, good afternoon.
Senate Taxation tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. tomorrow, Senate Taxation. Any other announcements? Okay, obviously, we've been efficient, as usual. We're the Senate. And what I'd like to point out, though, is especially for our pages and interns subject to the approval of your leaders, you'll want to get a good seat. This place picks, you know, gets stacked up over for the joint session. So unless there's anything else, any other announcements? Great to have you back. We're going to have a great session. I can feel it already. Motion to adjourn.
Senator Bogalka moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. You can't vote against your own motion.